I'm Mindy Peterson, host of Enhanced Life with Music podcast, where we explore the ways music makes our lives better. And this is Microhance, a microdose of musical enhancement. I love to read. I have always loved to read, but the subjects of my reading have definitely changed throughout the various chapters of my life. As a kid, I voraciously read fiction. Nancy Drew, The Hardy Boys, the Betsy Tacy books, anything by Beverly Cleary, and I still have those books. They are some of the very few artifacts from childhood that I choose to keep. As I got older, my reading gravitated more toward topics related to my work and marriage and parenting, and now a lot of my reading is definitely related to the topics of my podcast episodes. But I do make space to sprinkle in unrelated books that really catch my attention. I'm going to share an example from one of these in a moment, but first, I just want to point out how frequently music finds its way into all of these books, even those that are not about music. Music has been an integral part of the shared human journey since the beginning of time, and I always smile when I see this reflected in scenes that are colored by a musical reference. The example I'm sharing today is from a book called Just Show Up by Drew Dick. This book is not about music. Chapter 2 is titled Show Up in Person, because people need your presence more than your words. In this chapter, the author shares a story. He says, "A while back, I read a touching story about Ludwig von Beethoven. Because he was deaf, the German composer found social interactions awkward. But when he heard that a friend had lost a son, Beethoven hurried to the man's house. Once inside, he offered no words of comfort, but there was a piano in the room. Beethoven sat down, and for half an hour, he poured out his grief through his music, and then he left. The friend later remarked that no other visit had been as meaningful." The author continues, "I love that story, but the scary thing is that Beethoven could have stayed home. He had every reason to. He wasn't good with words. There were other, more eloquent people to comfort the bereaved man. But he showed up and offered what he could. And it was more than enough." That musical story really made an impact on me. I'll put a link to the book in the show notes. If you've experienced a situation where music facilitated being there or offering one's presence in a meaningful way, I'd love to hear about it. You can connect with me on email, mindy@mpetersonmusic.com, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or LinkedIn. I'm Mindy Peterson, and I hope this inspires you to enhance your life with music.